After registration for several events at Thunderbird Show Park sold out almost instantly this year, Chris Pack, T-Bird president and CEO, would like to build more stable space to keep up with growing demand. "Our plan is to add an additional barn next year," Pack told the Langley Advance Times. "If everything goes well, that would be in our plans." When registration for the international shows were opened up this year, they all sold out, within the first hour or so, Pack said. "The August shows actually sold out in like 10 minutes. It's not exactly a record we totally want," Pack clarified, "because you don't want people to get discouraged from entering. Hence, the move to increase the amount of space to stable horses. The only way to have more time for people to register is for us to have more stalls," Pack said. Read also: partners are vital in show jumping world. T-Bird president Pack is expecting 1,000 horses will be filling stables at T-Bird from May 22 to 26, when, for a third year, the Langley venue hosts the first leg of the Major League Show Jumping Circuit, a five-star event with $1 million in prizes up for grabs, with both individual Grand Prix and team events. At Major League venues from May through December, riders from Canada, the USA and Mexico compete on eight teams composed of six riders, giving them the same opportunity to earn world ranking points just like those competing in Europe. "The entire Canadian Olympic team will be riding and get an advance look at the Olympics, because the course designer for T-Bird's Major League Week happens to be the same person creating the Olympic course in Paris. They want to ride this course," Pack remarked. Right after the Major League event, T-Bird will host a World Championship Hunter Rider event May 29 to June 2. Read also: video, Grand Prix win for BC's Cassidy Keith and Havana. Among local riders expected to do well in May, Pack suggests paying particular attention to Langley's Tiffany Foster, currently the top-ranked female rider in the world, and Aldergrove's Cassidy Keith, a rising star who just won a Grand Prix event at T-Bird. "She's, Keith, red-hot on Havana," Pack remarked. "Cassidy might be your best performer, or your biggest name, locally, but Tiffany, obviously, as well," Pack remarked. "Tiffany is moving back here, so her barn will be in Langley, so she will be our new local superstar." In 2023, after 6 years of hosting the Nations Cup, T-Bird renewed the contract another 3 years, just before everything changed. As a result, there will be no Longines Nations Cup at T-Bird this year, or anywhere else, the result of a FEI, Fédération Équestre Internationale, the international governing body of equestrian sports, decision last year to change the name and format of the annual international competition, which is now called the Longines League of Nations. "It's identity loss, but we will make up for it in other ways," Pack predicted. "We loved the concept. Longines was a fantastic partner for many years. But, they wanted a series that was worldwide, whereas the Nations Cup, our version, was in North America." In announcing the change, an FEI statement said it aimed to differentiate the top series from all Nations Cups in other sports. Read also: T-Bird, honored to host FEI Nations Cup for sixth year in a row. In the first year of the Longines League of Nations, there will be four qualifying events, instead of 12, and only one will be held in North America, Pack explained. As a result, the odds suddenly become a lot higher to get the event, Pack explained. "So the World Equestrian Center won the bid, which is in Florida, and it's a $700 million facility," Pack said. "Little T-Bird didn't have a chance. We love the Nations Cup," Pack added. "It was a really nice identity, and Longines, we'll be forever grateful for them, because any company that puts that much investment back into the sport, we want to support. So if it comes up again to apply for a Longines event, we will definitely apply." Read also: How Light My Fire became an unexpected champion hunter. From May 22 to 26, for a third year, T-Bird hosts MLSJ Canadian Premier, the first leg of the Major League Show Jumping, MLSJ, circuit, a five-star event with $1 million in prizes up for grabs, with both individual Grand Prix and team events. Saturday, May 25, the $200,000 CSI5*MLSJ team competition runs 5 to 7 p.m. and the $340,000 CSI5 Grand Prix 1.60 meters runs on Sunday, May 26, 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online at https://tbird.ca/tickets/.